And around every bend in the winding road that weaves through here, a breathtaking waterfall spills from the cliffs above, sometimes into a natural swimming hole that tempts you to stop and take a cool dip. This is one of the last remaining places of the real Hawaii, untouched by international hotels or tacky bus tours. These are my family's ancestral Hawaiian lands. For centuries, these lands were the crown jewels of native Hawaiian royalty who relished the lush green landscape ideal for growing crops, and the shoreline known for its plentiful fish, sharks, octopus, and shellfish. This land is also full of stories, or passed down mo'olelo, that tell legends of bloody battles waged between island chiefs who fought for control over this rich bounty. Other mo'olelo explain the formation of dozens of beautiful pools with waterfalls that cascade one pool into the next, down the mountain, or the cave whose water mysteriously turns pink once a year. Perched along the coastline sits an enormous native Hawaiian temple called a heiau. Made of rocks meticulously stacked nearly four stories high, the heiau is a remnant of the ancient Hawaiian religion and culture that thrived here centuries ago. More than 90 acres of this land, from the road to the sea, now worth many millions of dollars, are still owned by my family, the Kahanu family. This is just a fraction of the original, much larger landholding given to my ancestor by King Kamehameha III in 1848. And for the most part, this land has remained exactly as it was some 175 years ago. Raw, undeveloped, wild. It is overgrown with thick hala trees, whose broomstick-like roots stand high above the ground and whose thin, sharp leaves serve as nature's barbed wire fence, keeping out curious hikers. Spindly papaya trees peep up in the distance, serving up their yellow fruit for the birds that chirp loudly but can't be seen. A single dirt road, which floods several times a year after sudden bursts of thunderstorms, divides the land parcels belonging to my grandma, our family, her descendants, and my aunties and uncles and cousins. Our ancestors are buried in marked graves a few hundred yards from the base of the ancient temple, permanent evidence of our connection to a mysterious, centuries-old structure that was once central to the people of this island. On the land adjacent to it, a few landmarks and memories are all that help delineate where one cousin's property starts and another's ends. All we know is that our family, the Kahanu family, promised to take care of this land and the heiau for generations. No matter that no one has money to build a house on their parcel of land or pay the water company to build a line to it. No matter, because having this land allows us to hold on to a small piece of the past. That past was a time before the United States of America existed, and when Hawaii was not a vacation spot, but an island nation with its own system of chiefs, gods, and kings, thriving and isolated by vast oceans on every side. This land is not merely land, at least in the way Western eyes see it. This land is heritage. This land is evidence of our survival. The land, the aina, is our kuleana, our responsibility. Kuleana is a word you don't hear much as a visitor to Hawaii, but you do if you're a local. It comes from Native Hawaiian's strong identity and relationship with the land that was both their responsibility and privilege to take care of. And the ancestral tradition, families each had a responsibility for some part of the place they lived, the food supply or cultural practice. For example, certain people had kuleana for growing taro or crops in a certain part of the island, or for taking care of a fish pond or teaching hula. In ancient Hawaiian society, each person had an assigned role that they learned, practiced, and perfected with pride. In turn, society depended upon them to fulfill their role so that the larger society could function and become dependent upon one another for survival. Kuleana was this principle, and this way of life was essential for living on an island surrounded by a vast ocean as far as the eye could see, with little contact to the outside world.